Right, our first scheduled guest is just busy finishing another interview. So in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead with the interview around Science Week, and then we'll come back to the intervention helping victims of the fire in Masipumelele in just a couple of minutes. For now, let me tip you off that today is actually the first day of National Science Week, which is an annual celebration of science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and innovation. It's marked all over the country in different guises. Here in Cape Town, we want to flag for you the fact that the Iziko Museums are providing free access to the Iziko Planetarium and Digital Dome from today until Sunday. To tell us more about why they're doing it and what visitors can expect, I'm delighted to welcome on the line Melody Clainsmith, who is the Acting Director of Advancement for Iziko Museum South Africa. Melody, thank you so much for your time. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pippa, and good afternoon, listeners.
Tell us a little bit about the theme this National Science Week.
Well, the climate change theme is incorporated as part of the shows. And through the shows and a visit to the museum, we hope that visitors will develop an appreciation and awareness of the natural world that we live in, but also then to take action to ensure the survival of our species for future generation. I heard you speak earlier about the weather and the dams, and for some people it's not so great. And the way in which the weather patterns have changed, the fact that last year we were also looking at the lack of water, these are the actual tangible experiences that people have because of the actions that we have, as human beings have taken on our planet. So it's all about creating awareness of it as well.
Okay. Melody, I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, how does looking at the stars tie into the theme of climate change back down on Earth?
Well, the series of shows that we have is geared towards creating a sense of wonder and for people to understand just how we form part of this giant cosmos. Mm. It also enables us to see just how unique and special this planet is. I hope that by seeing that, visitors to the planetarium and the IFA Museum will be able to not just have an appreciation for the importance and the value of our planet, but to take action. You know, just the little things, recycling, the anti-plastic, those are the things that we need to also be cognizant of.
I'd also like our audience to be cognizant of the fact that the planetarium is not only a place to go and look at the stars and experience the shows you've described to us. It is actually incorporated into scientific research, not so?
This is correct. As part of the relationship between the universities, well, let me start at the beginning. The Iziko Planetarium and Digital Dome, as it is today, is a result of partnerships between the National Department of Art and Culture, Science and Technology, National Research Foundation, the lotteries, as well as UCT, UWC, and CPUT. So as part of the research activities, what happens is on a Monday, the planetarium is dedicated to research projects such as the SKA, the Meerkat, and SALT, and hopefully enables us, the general public, to have access to all that data.
Okay. Melody, for those who'd like to take advantage of the opportunity to come and check out the planetarium free of charge during Science Week, do they need to book in advance? How does it work?
Well, people can book in advance online, and they can also get tickets at the door. So we have a Quicket ticket that they could access. So just Google Quicket. Free entrance to the planetarium. Showtimes is available on the Iziko website, which is www.iziko.org.za/shows, and all the information about the shows and its times and how to book are available there.
Melody Clainsmith, thank you for the update. Acting Director of Advancement for Iziko Museums of South Africa. So it is from today up to and including this Sunday, the 4th of August, that you can take advantage of the opportunity to go and visit the Planetarium and Digital Dome free of charge. The website iziko.org.za has got all the details of the different shows and which time each one shows at the Planetarium. Please do check it out and find one that's going to pique your interest. Remembering, of course, that astronomy might be the gateway for your child. It might be the thing that captures their imagination and kindles an interest in the STEM subjects, which is what we're all so passionate about trying to do. So maybe this is the thing that just opens up the world and opens up their minds to the concept of finding science and maths and associated fields interesting and fun and engaging. Could this be it for them? Take advantage of the opportunity to go and explore it for yourself.